guys. Well, welcome back to another episode of Talks with Tori.
Oh, guys,
we have Kelly on today. You know that you're my first in-person Talks with Tori?
Really?
Especially the only one that's sitting on my bed.
Come on.
Okay, fun fact, you guys. If y'all, we have so many stories to share, by golly gracious.
I just had a little emotional moment because, like, one of our first shoots, it was with the same gear on your bed. And now I'm sitting here with you on
for the other podcast.
Yeah.
Aw. Wow. And then you also photographed me birthing a child on this bed.
Actually, right about here.
About where you're sitting. Yep. Birthed a child. Kelly was the first one to technically see Micah.
I was.
If you watch over on Chad and I's channel, then you've seen a lot of Kelly. And so you know. But for those of you who are listening and don't know Kelly, do you want to, like, give them just a little brief, who is Kelly? A little window into
Kelly.
Who is Kelly?
This is fun. Okay. Honestly, not to be cliche, but just love Jesus. I am a photographer, but also I have recently hit a new season of life where I am obsessed with holistic health. So I love and I'm passionate about holistic health, helping people find freedom in their life. Mm-hmm. And not only just through Jesus, like spiritually, emotionally, relationally, but now through health. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, a huge aspect of it.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
We're going to get into her health journey too.
Yeah, it's been a long one, but the Lord is all over it.
Yeah.
All over it. And I feel like when a year wraps up, mm-hmm. you're in a season of, like, reflecting. And I've just been thinking about all the things the Lord said in the beginning of this year and how I thought those would transpire, like those would come about.
Yeah.
But now that I'm sitting at the end of this year, I'm like, man, that's what he meant. And it was a wild journey. Yeah, than I anticipated. So,
I mean, it's been crazy to walk through it with you, honestly. Because, I mean, I remember at the beginning of the year us having those conversations of, like, what's our word for the year? And what do we feel like God's going to do? And all of these things. And now we're sitting here and life has been crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all, we joked about this podcast being titled Chronic Illness Wins and Christian Dating Fails.
Because it really fits for both. Okay,
so we're going to do a little icebreaker conversation. Not that we even need to break the ice, but recently, Chad and I were out of town and Kelly and I were texting. I almost feel like if you're watching on YouTube, we might get the editor to just, like, put up our text thread or something like that. Because Kelly was texting me and she was Tori, why? Why did I feel the need to get on dating apps?
Yeah.
And do you want to
share? That's a whole other topic. Yeah. So I went on dating apps.
Okay, one Christian one and one not Christian one.
Yeah, yeah. And I felt like it was the non-Christian one. I was like, I feel like this one's the most wholesome one out of like all the ones or whatever. Uh-huh. And on my profile, which one is it? Hinge, right? I don't know. So I'm like not experienced at that dating app. So I was like, I don't know. I feel like that's better. And I was like on my profile, I'm like, Jesus, I love Jesus. On Sundays, Jesus.
Go to church.
What do I think about Jesus? So I'm like trying my best to be like, this is who I am. Like, don't try me. And
don't swipe.
Don't swipe if you're
don't
not.
Swipe if you don't love Jesus.
Yeah. If you don't hit the Bible every day, don't swipe. But yeah, so matched with this guy and it was like casual conversation. I'm not a casual conversator.
No, you're like a deep. Let's go deep.
Yes. Quick. And I appreciate when somebody, I'm not like trying to be like, I don't know, like hop over boundaries, but like I like when a person is vulnerable because I found a lot of freedom in being vulnerable, even against where I felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so I like that better. Mm-hmm. And so this person was just a little bit more, you know, surface, but I'm like also trying to be like, okay, maybe it's her. Like maybe it's her and maybe he just needs to be like, just dig up. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so, anyway, I was just like letting it linger maybe a little too long than it needed to be. It was only like 3 weeks. Anyway, so I'm like, I'm chatting with
him. 3 weeks of just texting. Just there was texting. No phone calls, no FaceTimes, no anything.
And it was like 2 times a day. Like it was nothing crazy.
Well, yeah, because his texts were like, hey,
Yeah, OMG. How are you?
LOL. How was your day?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd be like, so, like, what's your family like? What's your community like? Like, trying to, like, dig. And he'd be like, they're good. I'm like, what do you do for fun? What are you looking for in a wife? And he would say things like, he was like, for you to be authentically you. I'm like, so what does that mean, okay, though? Because what if I'm authentically crazy? Like, do you want that? Like, what if that's authentically me?
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I was, so I just like let it linger a little bit. And then there was one time where he asked me how my day was. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm, I'm going to give him a little bit of vulnerability, like that I'm not just like, oh, it's perfect. I was like, honestly, it's been pretty stressful. I was like, honestly, it's been pretty stressful. Like, it's just been hard. Like, I'm trying to find margin to invest in the things I say I care about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, I don't know. I'm just like thinking, man of God would be like, man, tell me more about that. Or like, yeah, well, this is what the Lord says about that. But instead, his response was, sounds like you need a massage, in quotes, from me. And I was like, huh? I was like, I just have, so I feel like I'm a newbie to like.
Guys, guys, she sent me screenshots of this conversation. I was in bed, Micah's sleeping. We're like in an Airbnb. I'm needing to be quiet because Micah's sleeping like very close to me in this like oversized closet. And she sends me the screenshot that this guy says this to her. When I say, I start going in.
You were like, you. You were I'm as me, a right? good I'm friend.
I'm like, ew, like, first.
Ew, ew, no, go no. away, no.
Absolutely not. Yeah. We're either not responding or we're going to tell him, you know, like I'm going in. So I'm like starting to, I'm like, we don't have time for men that are not of God and like all of this stuff.
Yes.
And then Kelly meant to send me back a gift. Of like your understanding, like what I'm thinking.
Literally, like
we're gonna put it. So if you are listening on Spotify or Apple, maybe just go over to YouTube for like a hot second so you can see the GIF that our editor's gonna put up.
But basically, the GIF is giving off the thing like good idea, like good idea. You got like it in your
smart
brain. Like
that's a good smart idea. So she meant to send that to me, and instead. Sent it to him in response to him saying, sounds like you need a massage from me.
So I sent it to him. I meant to be like, Tori, you got it. You're in this. And I send it to him. And it was just too perfect. I was laughing so hard. And I was like, oh, wait. I texted him immediately after. I was like, "That I didn't mean to send that to you." And I just like.
When she texted me that. Guys, have you ever had the church giggles? Oh, you know the giggles that you get like when you're not supposed to be laughing, like when you're not supposed to laugh, but then everything is so much funnier.
Yes.
So I'm like not supposed to be laughing because I'm trying to be quiet because like Mike is asleep and I'm in the bed literally in a dark room by myself with my phone, literally convulsing face in the pillow like you are joking me right now. You did not send that back.
It's like kind of a Kelly thing. It's like a Kelly, like Kelly stamp of approval on that just scenario. Oh, I'm like, that's just me in a nutshell. Anyway, so I immediately was like, no. And he was just responded, LOL. So
that was a Christian. Well, honestly, I don't even know if it was a Christian dating fail because I don't think this guy's Christian.
No,
he wasn't.
No. But I'm a Christian. Yeah. So Christian dating fail on my part. I failed. Yeah. I will say that definitely was not my best moment. But
what is your current thoughts on Christian dating apps now or just dating apps in general?
This is a hard situation. I was just processing this with a friend the other day because my friend was kind of calling me out. She's like, how come? Like you'll say like you don't want to do it and you feel like you're not supposed to and then you get on. I'm like, well, okay. Hmm. And she's like, but it's not you. Like it's literally all my single Christian friends. And like I'm a little bit older in my head. Like I'm a little bit older to be like a single Christian, especially with like just the world of Christian dating and stuff. But I hopped off of it. I got off of it. And I think I battle because I do believe it's like, okay, like there's a lot more fish in the sea on a dating app. But like, I find that when maybe it's just a personal thing, I find that when I get on a dating app, my mind becomes a little bit more consumed mm-hmm. with finding somebody
yeah.
than I am consumed about finding the Lord in my day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't like where your my head goes. Priorities are going. Mm-hmm. I end up being like, in my boredom, I go to the dating app, or
right.
in my boredom, I'm like, I'm thinking about making it work with somebody that it definitely doesn't meet our 10 non-negotiables that you signed. Like,
Yep, sure did. Yeah. I'm that bad boy. I have gonna it keep you accountable.
On my wall, and I'm like, I look at it every day.
Speaking of, we will link the 10 non-negotiable yes. downloadable PDF if you guys want to do that. There's like yeah. an example, I think, of things that I had put down on mine back in the day. And then there's a blank one for you to fill out yeah. and then get your accountability partner to sign. So we'll make sure to link that bullet for you.
Yeah. That's super helpful to have, because I truly, even like when I am thinking about even considering someone, mm-hmm. I look at that and I'm like, I yeah. measure that against the person. And there are things that are, to me, I'm like, these shouldn't be that crazy of an ask. Yeah. Like, it's not like I'm asking for like
their character things.
Yes. Their character fruit. Things. Yes.
Yeah. It's yes. fruit of the spirit. Well, yeah. and I want to come back to this thing, because you were saying, I feel like personally yeah. from the Lord, I'm not supposed to do this.
Yes.
And yeah. yet I continue to kind yeah. of do this.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk quickly about conviction, right? Versus like just this like blatant, like, because there's so many gray areas in the yeah. Bible, right? Where yeah. it's like, is this a sin? Is it not a sin? Yeah. Right? Like, dating apps, not a sin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But God will convict us, or the yeah. Holy Spirit will give us convictions. And then once we have a conviction, right. then we are held accountable for that yeah, conviction, and whether sure. or not we or yeah. walking in obedience
for
to that.
For sure. Yes.
And so I think now that you've had that like realization of yeah. like, oh, this it might be a conviction for me in my own personal life. This is not to say dating apps or Christian dating apps are bad at all.
For sure.
It might yeah. work for other people, yeah. but in your life, yeah. I've seen it work too.
Yeah.
We have great friends who literally they got on a Christian dating app. They were their first swipe Wild. And match, married with two kids, you know,
Wild.
Like
yeah.
really crazy how God yeah. can like use these online sources.
Yeah.
But if there is something in your life that you don't feel peace about, like
for
if
sure.
you know, if you feel that little like tinge,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
that like
tension,
the tension of like, yeah. I don't think I should do this, but I'm
right?
gonna do it anyway.
Yeah,
it's like you feel,
yeah.
like you're walking in disobedience,
yes.
and I think that's probably why you were feeling like,
yeah.
man, my priorities fell out of line, my
yeah.
brain feels off. Like
for sure.
those feelings that you were feeling is because
yes.
God has something different in store for you
yes.
personally.
Yes, and it yeah. also matters the heart posture you have when you're walking mm-hmm. into it. I'm like, okay, yeah. I walked into it when I was feeling a little bit like low. On
you
the
needed
faith
affirmation.
Chain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't know. Like, God, I've been waiting a really long time and I've really tried to be faithful. And I'm like, I pray so hard over my husband mm-hmm. and for my husband. And I'm like, I've done all of these things. I've like done all the right things. And like, where are you? So it's that for me, it was that point of control where I was mm-hmm. like, I guess I just gotta like start controlling this. But I was literally praying the other day in the car, like after I deleted the dating apps, I'm like, God, you orchestrate, like even our friendship, you mm-hmm. orchestrate friendships, you orchestrate like people to meet each other for jobs, mm-hmm. for opportunities, for ministry. Why do I think you can't also orchestrate a
this,
husband?
The most important thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's literally, so I was just like, honestly, I tried to like reconnect with the truth.
Yeah.
And I was like, God is capable. God is capable of bringing someone without a dating app. And the only
yeah.
reason I went, for me personally, the only reason I went is because I felt like he wasn't doing it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do
yeah.
it myself.
Yeah. Chad and I heard this quote the other day and it said, people don't fail, they quit.
Mm.
And it's like, I thought about that in the faith journey
wow.
where it's like,
wow.
And according to like our calling,
wow.
you know, and our mm. purpose, or in dating, or in whatever God has for you, it's like we get so caught up in, God, I've waited this amount of time,
yeah.
right? And then we decide to settle, or we decide
yeah.
to quit.
Ugh.
And then we don't see the promise
Jeez.
Because we don't have the patience and the trust to actually wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
And God has been teaching, gosh, Chad and I so much about the waiting season. I talk a
yeah.
lot about it in last week's Talks with Tori. I did a solo episode if y'all missed that. maybe go back and check that out so I don't run on a different tangent. But there is so much about how we wait and the way in which we wait determining the magnitude of the blessing that's in store for us.
Wow.
And like, oh, you guys,
that's
it matters.
So good. No, that's so good. I'm getting a little tired. When you reflect, I don't know how you like, how you don't. Like, I don't know. You just think about the goodness of like what he's done in your life. But
Kelly, you were literally this year.
Yeah.
Like we were scared.
Yeah.
We were really scared.
You guys were so kind to me. I honestly, you were a huge part. The Lord was doing so many different things with my health journey, but like you guys like just showed me Jesus. And I remember being here during the day one time and just struggling so much with so much pain and having to sit upstairs in your guest bedroom because I couldn't like sit up anymore. And like Chad bringing up eggs for me because I couldn't really eat much and I just kept profusely apologizing basically for existing and just like, I'm sorry you have to serve me, I'm sorry I'm here, I'm like whatever. And he like helped me see something different, whereas like you allowing us to serve you and to love you is also a blessing to us because we're getting to be Jesus to you. And I was being ripped apart because I wasn't allowing people to, I wasn't receiving people, people's love. And in that way, I also wasn't receiving the fullness of Jesus's love.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot with the physical aspect of it, but a lot also in the spiritual, like what love he wants to give us when we can't do anything. Like at all. I couldn't like chat, like coming up there and you guys just saying like not making me feel like a burden when I couldn't do anything. Like
we literally told you to move in.
I know. I was going to say it, but like, I don't want to. I know you want it. And I was like, ha 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 ha. But like every time I came over, you guys were like, no, but seriously, like
we have
you
a guest
can.
Room.
Yeah.
We didn't want you to have to make your own food and drive yourself places. If why don't you tell them a little bit, that way you give them context of how long you've been going through this, what you've been going through, and kind of how the Lord has like moved in that healing process.
So I struggled with Crohn's disease, and I've had it since I was in middle school. I'm now 27, so I've had it since I was in middle school. And it's looked very different in different seasons of my life. I have had two surgeries. The first surgery, it was my intestines were basically closed. So the pain was out of this world. I was in high school, 83 pounds as a senior in high school. I definitely think it debilitated who I was too. But I was so skinny. Like I was in homecoming court and I had a 00 dress, had to be taken in. Like,
wow.
To be tighter on me. It wasn't small enough. So I was really skinny. I was so unaware of how skinny I was. It's crazy looking back at pictures and being like, I didn't think I was skinny until like now. Wow. But yeah, it was, it's been pain. It's been, it's caused anxiety. It's caused depression. It's caused serious like image issues in certain seasons of my life. But this past 3 years have been pretty tough. A lot of just like roller coaster of things that were happening. I would have to stay home most days. My peers would go out and do things and I couldn't go, or I would say I could go and would constantly have to back out. So I never felt trustworthy. I felt like people saw me as a burden. I felt like I was a burden because if I'm around, people are like, is she okay? Is she doing okay? And like people couldn't really do anything. And so I just was in a lot of pain. I was, couldn't eat anything. I was losing weight fast. So, and when you met me, I was like, and I'm going to throw weight around here cause I don't really care about talking about weight. It's just like a part of my journey. But, last year I was like 120 pounds or whatever when you met me. And then I, in May of this year, after it was just getting worse and worse and worse, I was 93 pounds and I was scared. I was scared once I went below 100 because mm-hmm. I got way too close to where I was in high school. Yeah. And so anyway, I was losing weight. I was really sick. I couldn't get up. I was like, I would have like night sweats and I was just very, 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 very sick. So
you were only really able to what? Eat eggs and bone broth?
Yeah. Eggs and bone broth. Yeah. You guys constantly just made me bone broth when I came over. It's the only thing I could eat. Everything else just hurt my stomach or would just, yeah, a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. Constantly having to just be near a bathroom, to be candid. Yeah. But the beginning of this year, the Lord, before it got really bad, the Lord spoke the word breakthrough over me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I was sure of it. Like, there are some years where I feel like I'm like grappling for like a word. I'm like, it's hope this year. It's like, it's faith this year.
Yeah.
But it was clear. It was breakthrough. And I was like excited because I'd been through a few years of like a lot of up and down. I'm like, finally, stability. Yeah. Finally, it's going to be like, he's going to touch me and I'm going to be healed.
Yeah.
It's just going to be in a moment. I'm going to attend that worship service and I'm going to be healed or mm-hmm. whatever. I just had an image in my head of what that looked like. And then my counselor was like, I feel like I'm getting a word for you. I think it's awe and wonder. And I'm like, okay, well, I feel like breakthrough is my word. So, but I took that home and I prayed over that. And I felt like the Lord said, yeah, breakthrough is for you, but awe and wonder are for the people
who
in your life.
Witness.
Yes.
Yeah.
The people in your life who witness the breakthrough. So mm-hmm. this year, when I think of breakthrough, I was like, oh, it's going to be a like incredible year. Like things are just going to happen. Like it's just going to be great moment after glory to glory.
Yeah.
And it wasn't at all.
Yeah.
It was a breakthrough
year. But looking back, at the same time,
yes,
it was.
It was, and that's what I was. That's what I mean when I was saying earlier about like it didn't look the way I thought it was gonna look. But the Lord has still healed me and has mm-hmm. done even greater things because
the fact that you can even eat our food now.
I know.
The fact that we're drinking coffee. Cheers.
Remember when I had a drink that was like a nutrition drink and it looked like
so
coffee
gross.
And I was like,
I tried to make you feel like it was good just for your sake. I drank it. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm, you didn't like it?
It's so good.
The truth is
definitely.
Out.
It was one of those where you're just like, my friend is struggling. She thinks this tastes like coffee. It is. I'm going to enjoy this with her in this moment.
But I'm going to go back to my cup of coffee.
But when she leaves, I'm definitely going to make a cup of coffee.
Yeah. The way, there's a lot we could talk about with this because there's like the period of waiting. Like mm-hmm. I've been sick with this since
middle school.
But then there's also this, what happened this year where I expected breakthrough to be
one time thing. Yeah.
Yeah. For it to be easier for me to just go to the right service and mm-hmm. have the right, to be honest, to have the right people like lay their hands on me and like pray over me and me have the right amount of faith. And it all just like combines to make this beautiful thing. But it's
a process.
Yes. But it's even better for his kingdom, which is what I want ultimately. Yeah. And that's what I think. For the longest time, I thought breakthrough was the thing that was the easiest for me that also had his glory.
Mm-hmm.
But breakthrough oftentimes, like we've heard before, it's a breaking in us for there to be a breakthrough.
Right.
And
no victory without the battle.
Yes. And it makes the other side that much sweeter.
Yeah.
And when it comes on the end of a long wait, mm-hmm. there's that many more people
impacted
because they've watched your journey.
Yeah.
If you
invite them in.
Yes. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. If you invite them in. Yeah. Because and that's what I did in this last season. I really feel like the Lord pushed me out of my comfort zone to really receive what people were doing for me. Mm-hmm. You guys, other people from my church who would come over uninvited to do my laundry, come over uninvited to bring me a basket of like teas and like Epsom salt baths and like all these things. And every time I would feel so much tension in me because I'm like, I don't deserve this. Or, like, I'm a bother. I don't deserve this. Now I see that it was just in the middle of my struggle, the Lord was trying to get me to see that I didn't need to do a thing for him to love me.
Yeah.
I could sit there and do nothing, and he would lavish the same amount of love on me as when I felt like I was doing the most.
Worthy of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there, I actually, up that same day where Chad was like talking to me about that up in your like guest bedroom, my dad was on the phone with me, like doing all these things to work with insurances and doctors and stuff. Yeah. And I remember being like, my dad at the end of the phone call, because he's just trying to get things straight and keep me updated, he was like, thank you. And I'm like, for what? I'm like, you're doing everything for me. I'm like, and he was like, thank you for like letting me love you. And it sounds like really silly and like, I don't know, just corny, but I was like, for letting you love me, like I can't do anything and you're like doing everything for me. And so it's been a journey of relearning what breakthrough can mean, relearning mm-hmm. what it means to receive the Lord's love and to walk in grace, and also just suffering well.
Yeah.
Because that's been another part of it too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. He says that we can share in his glory. We share in his suffering.
Yeah.
And a joy.
Yeah.
It's a joy.
Yeah. And I there was like a shift for me with my health journey for sure, where I nothing was changing mm-hmm. with my physical being. And I was I could feel myself getting more and more bitter, more and more frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to the Lord as much. I had zero energy to like read. Like I had zero energy. Like I would be in my bed and I'm thinking, oh, you can just listen to the Bible. But I'd fall asleep within a few minutes. Like I was so depleted.
Yeah.
And so like there was like, I felt like there was no feeding. Like I was not feeding on the Lord with the energy that I had. I was just getting frustrated with the Lord with the energy that I did have. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, someone told me to read through this, like this, thing on Acts. And I was like, okay. But I also just didn't want to read it, honestly, but I made myself read it. And as I'm reading through Acts, I'm reminded of the power of God. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of the power of God throughout scripture for the people that felt lost and broken, like there was no other way. And that's where the Lord meets them in power.
Right.
And not only that, the Holy Spirit's presence is enough when you walk through it. Right. I'm not just talking about the ripping of an individual out of suffering or pain.
Right. It's inside of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, man, I don't think I've once during this process, I've been like, God, why, help, God, why? Mm-hmm. But I've prayed a lot of agonizing prayers, but I haven't been like, I can't do this without you. Mm-hmm. I can't do this without you. I need your presence, Holy Spirit. I need your presence. And once I started praying that, like intentionally, not just the words, but like meaning it. Yes. I feel like, and this is all glory to the Lord, because this is not an easy mindset to have, and it wasn't by any power of my own, mm-hmm. but I started to really be thankful that he would trust me to bear his name in the middle of suffering, because not everybody could, and I didn't do it well all the time. Like a lot of the time I'd be like, this is the worst. Like, what are you doing? Where are you? And that's fine. There's a time and a place for that too, to be real with him. But I needed to go through that to also just appreciate the suffering that he went through. And when we say we want to be like Jesus, a lot of times we think of the risen Jesus, not the one that was crucified and was spoken against, spit on.
Hated.
Yeah. And that's not what I'm talking about, because it was whatever. That's different. But suffering, to suffer with Jesus is such an honor, because you get a taste of a little bit more of the depth and intimacy and wholeness of the person of Jesus.
Yeah. And how crazy too, just that feeling of like, I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
I don't want to read it.
I know.
Because that's so the enemy. Doesn't want you to read it. Because what happened when you did read it.
I know. Perspective. And you also like, I really, again, all the glory to the Lord, but I really feel like once that shift happened in my mind, I was able to finally do the thing that us Christians always talk about where you smile through joy and smile through pain. I didn't do that before. Like, I felt like I just like sat in my bed and let myself wallow, and I didn't speak up for the fact that God was still with me in the middle of it.
Right.
And the people in my life, like family or friends or whatever, that don't know the depth of the Lord and the freedom that is in relationship with him.
Yeah.
They might not have seen the fullness of the character of God if I didn't take the step to just read the Bible.
Like, your breakthrough had have happened earlier.
Yeah.
You know.
Or even just that's true, Tori. That's true. Because also if it would have just happened in a moment, because I've spoken to certain like family members about miraculous things I've seen, and they don't glaze care over because it doesn't seem real. Mm-hmm. But if they can watch me, because I've stayed in some of their homes while I've been so sick, and they've seen it, and now they see me on the other side.
Right.
And it's been a journey, and that's much more relatable.
It is.
I'm like, but now also, not only was the journey more relatable, now with what I've learned to get here, what the Lord has given me with holistic health stuff to aid me in that process.
Yeah.
Like, I can help other people.
Right.
Like, sure, I can pray over them, and I will do that.
Yeah.
And the Lord may still heal people like that through me or you or whoever. But like, now I can also give people practical steps that still honor the Lord.
Right.
Yeah, that's also encouraging. It isn't always like a one and done, and sometimes it's better that it's not.
Well, it's so good because it's genuinely, it brings so much light to the verse of he will work out all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes, but it's for his glory. And so in your life, it's like he knew that the process in which you were going to have to walk through exactly how you were going to have to walk through it was for his ultimate glory. Yes. And had it happened when you were in middle school, had it happened when you were in high school, had it happened when you were in college, the testimony and the people impacted by experiencing, by being able to love you, by being able to serve you, like all of those things. Like, I mean, genuinely, it's been crazy for Chad and I to witness because you walk up to our door, and I mean, we've talked about you so many times on our podcast, but like you light up a room, right? Like you genuinely, like you carry that atmosphere shifter, you know, like you can change an atmosphere. You can bring light, you can bring joy into a room. And we watched this process of you, like kind of how you were just saying with your weight or whatever, we watched you dwindle. You know, and I remember like seeing like every time you'd come up to our door, because you were here like 3 to 5 times a week, you know, and it was like, okay, all right, I'm starting to like get a little more concerned, and then you're in the hospital, and then we were like, okay, we're really concerned, and then we're calling all the prayer warriors, and we're like, okay, we're really actually like, I've never been concerned for a friend's life before, you know, when you're like, okay, like she's really sick, I definitely want to like pray for her and you know all the things, like take care of her, but it's like the flu or it's like some sickness that like there's an end in sight, you know, like this might last for 2 weeks or something, but like I was like, oh, I've never, you know, experienced something like this or witnessed something like this. And now to see the transition of you like dwindle, and then like come back to life, It's like so crazy because I just have the image because we have like a see-through door, right? And so like you walking up to our door, and Kelly and I will literally like dance as we're like coming up to the door. And it's been beautiful to witness and such a testimony of his goodness and grace and healing power and love. And
same God in the Bible, same God now, same God in the Bible, same God now. And like what you said, I think is so important, like for his glory. Mm-hmm. I feel like oftentimes we want to bypass a lot because we're ultimately for our glory or just to get out of the pain.
Or just the easiest, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, Chad and I have just been sharing all the stuff with our house stuff.
Yeah.
Where we were like, we thought this video was going to be the God story behind selling our house and like how he literally came through on like every checklist prayer. Sure. Like it was going to be awesome, right?
Right.
But then we share that video of like it all being kind of stripped away.
Yes.
And the amount of comments with people saying, I needed this right now.
Come on. Yes.
And it was like, okay. Well, it was all worth it.
Yes.
It was all worth it because like this was the message that if all of it fell through because like these people needed to hear this message to be encouraged for this time and the season that they are walking through, then like God gets the glory and it's good.
That's so good.
You know, and it's good and it's great. And like, to be honest, Chad and I have felt such a fire from it not working out the way we thought it was supposed to work out. And so it's like, man, God really can take what the enemy means for bad and turn it into good. And here's the thing, it might not even be the enemy. We just live in a broken, sinful world sometimes, and people make emotional decisions that impact your life.
Done it before.
So it, but that's the beauty of walking with Jesus is like, anything we walk through, when we invite him in, when we reside in him and he resides in us, we will bear spiritual fruit. I've been reading so much in John lately. I think it's John 15. I'm going to pull it up real quick. Sorry if y'all can hear a bunch in the background.
It's the flipping of Bible pages. Come on.
It's the good stuff. I'm going to read this. Jesus, the true vine, it says, I am the true grapevine and my father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit and he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me, aka doing anything without Jesus does not bear fruit.
Yes,
I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Oh, not something. Weird.
Not anything, just nothing. The Bible says nothing. I didn't write it. Don't kill the messenger. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. Wow. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow. And so it's that whole message of abiding and remaining.
I like
in
it.
One.
Rebining.
We're rebining. We are remaining and abiding. We are dwelling. This is an ongoing process, you guys. This is not like I will remain in him during Sunday service. You know, this is will remain in him and he will remain in me. I will remain in his word. I will remain in his presence and his spirit will dwell, abide and remain in me so that no matter what I walk through, whether I'm walking through suffering or whether I'm walking out the healing process or whether I am on the mountaintop because my prayer just got answered, we will experience trials and tribulations of many kinds. That is the thing we're promised. That is the thing we're promised. But he remains in us through it. And so we get to go through it with him. And that's the beauty. And he says, as we do this, our joy will overflow. This is not happiness. Yeah. This is not circumstantial. Yeah. This is joy despite.
Yes.
Joy despite. Removed from. This is a heavenly joy.
Yeah.
And I was just listening to this sermon, and she was just talking about the perspective shift when it says, as we wait on the Lord, that we will rise up on wings like eagles.
Yeah.
And talking about how, like, when you visualize that, like, as you rise up, like, you get a new perspective. Like, you start seeing things differently. Like, you get a heavenly perspective, because we don't have wings.
Wow.
We have 2 feet. We can walk on the ground.
Yes, we do.
Right? Yeah. And so, like, we see things from our earthly perspective. But as we wait, as we put our trust in Him, He gives us His eyes to see things through His lens. And that perspective can change everything inside of suffering.
Oh, yeah. That is so good. And insert the...
And we're going to end it on the GIF. We're going to end it on the GIF, you guys. Side note, that project that I have been hinting at is coming very soon, you guys. And so the email subscribers will be the first to know. So I will leave that link in the description below.
Come on, Tor.
Kelly knows what it is.
Exciting.
Should they be excited?
100%.
Should they subscribe to the email list?
100%. No, you definitely should be excited. I'm excited. Just seeing Tori work on this, I'm like, this is you. In a nutshell, this is like your passions in a nutshell. So I'm like very excited for you and you guys to listen and hear.
Ooh. All right. Okay. We're ending it right here.
Right.
We love you guys, and we'll see you next Tuesday at 2.
Bye.